From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. Time for your letters. And we'll start with our coverage of the WikiLeaks release of 250,000 confidential cables written by U.S. officials around the world.
We spoke with Bill Keller, the executive editor of The New York Times, about the paper's decision to publish some of the leaked documents. And that interview prompted some critical email. Ann Kaufman of Los Angeles writes, "The tone of your coverage has been somewhere between titillation and a shrug."
And Alex Licht of North Liberty, Iowa writes, "Who knows what type of danger may come from this? Many of the leaders and nations represented have fragile peace agreements with the U.S. and other nations. I feel that the media, including NPR's extensive coverage of this material, only legitimizes it."
On to more mundane matters. We reported last week on the proclamation that April 11th, 1954, was the most boring day in modern history.
Typically, lots of famous people are born, famous people die, all sorts of things happen on any typical day. And this particular day was extremely notable for having almost nothing happen.
That's William Tunstall Peto, who ran the computer program that led to that conclusion.
Well, we knew that some of you would disagree. Cheryl Lindstrom of Edwards, Colorado, writes that while her husband can't remember the precise events of that day, he did turn two. We're pretty sure there was cake and a rousing rendition of Happy Birthday.
Take that, William Tunstall Peto. And Marilyn Hershorn of Cincinnati writes this. Marilyn and Joseph Hershorn were married on Sunday, April 11th, 1954, at 12:30 p.m. in Nashville, Tennessee. It was an important day for us, not earth-shaking, but it has lasted 56 years.
Well, there you go.
Earth-shaking or not, please keep your letters coming. You can send them to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.